Welcome back, guys. Going into the final portion here of Roleplay Swan Song Week number 7. Adam, what's going on?
Well, you are like the best men of your generation, dying face down in the muck.
No, I wouldn't say I'm. I say my death stare is like a cat, where it's much like like that. I did like the gripping stuff.
Yes. So
yeah, everybody doing what he loved, throwing grenades.
Yep.
Throwing grenades. So the rest of you are still in reasonably okay shape. Some of you are bleeding from your face holes. But does someone want to go over and check on Higgs?
Yeah. I jostle over to him.
Okay. All right. He's very badly hurt and needs medical attention. But he won't immediately like bleed out. So something should be done.
Google Lazarus Patch.
Well, Lazarus Patch is only for bringing someone to zero hit points if they're below.
Right. So we need to get him back to the ship and use medicine.
Yes.
Okay. I say that.
How much time has passed, Adam? Like, is it still night or?
Yeah. I mean, it's. You guys probably can't. I mean, the whole like chase combat whatever thing only took a few minutes. So it's probably like midnight, give or take, a little later.
There's a chance the salvage ship has a med bay or something, a med kit of some sort. We could use that, but to go out in the night right now would be to face more of these, and we are in no shape to do that. Also, they have teleportation abilities, as I saw in Pionic in the test, so we need to stick together.
They have a med bay on the ship, so we can use that.
Let's go use it.
Okay.
I opened my visor to spit out blood and shit, clean out.
Yeah. So that's probably a disconcerting scene. Like, you look fine on the outside, and then Sicarian's helmet comes up, and his face is all covered in blood, and spits a mouthful of it.
He spits it onto Higgs' body, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Fucking Higgs. You don't know where I've been, Higgs. So who's going to carry Higgs out of here?
Actually, Victor is the strongest.
That's true.
All right, I'm Fireman Kerry Higgs.
So this is the part where someone photoshops your face onto Kevin Costner's body from The Bodyguard.
No! I'm
we'll always love you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm very reluctant about this, by the way. Yeah. I'm just muttering to myself, this fucking asshole, heavy, drinking all the time, fat bastard, saggy ass.
He farts in step with you?
Yeah, farting in my face.
It's actually the death shit that occurred. It's just like constantly.
Yeah, constantly it's just like oozing out of my body. Shoulder. Yeah.
Grim.
Yeah.
All right.
I actually noticed that he's still erect, actually. It's really confusing.
Exactly.
The traditional death erection of his people.
Yep. It's common to always. We have a tooth that's actually just Viagra that we actually crunch as we die.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm about to die.
Yeah, exactly.
Viagra tooth, yeah.
Yeah, the Viagra tooth.
Yeah, on the planet he grew up in, it's called Going Out Hard. you get back to the med bay. There's a. Like mostly functional. It seems to be like emergencies only kind of auto doc. It doesn't get used a lot. It counts as a tech level 4 medical facility. Awesome. And I mean you have a healing kit or whatever, right?
I have a med kit.
It is not on you, however. It's back on the Swan Song. So
what? Would it not be in my backpack?
It is like it's a little backpack.
In my backpack.
Are you wearing your backpack?
Well, yeah. That's why I have a backpack.
Did you say you were wearing your backpack?
No. That's why I have batteries.
He's also wearing underwear, Adam.
Hey, you don't know that.
I'll make a luck roll if you want.
Yeah, make a luck roll. I'll give you a +3 on your luck roll because there's a pretty good chance you have it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. There you go. I made it.
Look at that. Let's see how we use the rules of the game to resolve a conflict you're having.
Totally.
All right. So whatever the rules are for that thing, you can apply them to this.
Okay, let me see those rules of that thing. Containing a broad supply of pharmaceuticals spray. Okay, grants it +1 bonus on medical skills for treating wounds, poisons, or diseases. After each day of granting long-term recuperative care, I roll to see if it runs out of stuff. So, okay.
All right. So you actually don't need to use it because hey. the auto doc will do the same stuff.
Cool.
So after all of that. Okay, so...
Shut up, AutoDoc. I have a medkit.
Yeah. No. I'll do it. Can you roll for me, please, Higgs, a 1 4-sided die, please?
Oh, my God.
2.
Roll a 4.
It's going to take him 2 days to gain 1 hit point.
Holy shit.
He's unconscious. He's going to stay that way for 2 days.
Okay. Sandblaster all over again.
Yeah.
Can I use biostasis on him? Because I don't want to wait 2 days.
Biostasis? No, you'd have to use psychic succor to recover his health.
And biostasis just preserves them at zero, right?
Yeah, biostasis is a mental Lazarus.
It says target is revived with 1 hit point and regains consciousness.
Where does it say that?
Biostasis, level 1. Biostasis.
Jesus, Jeff, calm down.
It says then they must receive medical attention for their injuries within
in time.
1 hour of revival or die again.
I'm trying to see where you see this because mine.
I'm looking on the character sheet. It's got all my shit listed.
The character sheet has that's the most up to date rule. Let's use that. So what does it do? You use it and it.
Let me ask you because it puts system strain of 3 on me and the target, and I'm already at 1. Will that totally fuck me up?
No. You have, so system strain, the way that it works, is you accumulate it over time and it blocks like additional, healing, and it goes away at a rate of 1 per day. Maximum system strain is equal to your unaugmented constitution score.
Oh.
And you cannot benefit from biopsionic powers if your system strain is maximized. Every 24 hours without any biopsionic modification decreases your strain by 1 point.
Then you don't even have that 1, by the way.
If you had 1 already, that's gone.
Oh, right.
So you're at 1 now. You'll go up to 4, and then in 4 days it'll go back to 0. But as you keep going, it'll keep building up.
Right. No, he's not at 1. That 1 was from earlier, wasn't it?
No, he had another 1.
Oh.
Well, no, but your psychic,
we haven't rest.
You used your psychic succor back in the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
To heal yourself.
Yeah, psychic healing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But you can use your other power on Higgs to restore him to 1.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Was that just?
I don't think you have to roll or anything. Let's see.
He just sits up.
So I just sit up. I have like, can I have a death scream or a reanimation scream?
Yeah, yeah. You're shocked back to life by Piani's power.
I just like do the abrupt sit up while screaming like, don't put it there.
the Mia Wallace from fucking Pulp Fiction. You just like jerk up. Like,
yeah, I just jerk up and scream. I'm just like,
awesome.
Did we win? What? Why are y'all looking at me funny?
You're they're all looking around, friend. But you're back, and we have chased off the Vad, or Van, whatever they're the Vad, Vod,
yep. Vod.
The Vod for now. We need to get that fuel and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the fuel? Piani, where's it at?
So the fuel is being stored in a like a hydrogen storage dome or whatever, a bunker, a little ways up the valley from where you are.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, no, we have to wait till morning. But
yeah,
we're gonna hole up in a room.
I didn't know how long I was out. I'm sorry.
Let's get the security back online so more of the VAD can't get in. And we'll go tomorrow.
Okay. I'll reset security then.
So we hustle back and do that.
All right. We have all night to kill? Pretty much. Is that right, Adam?
Yeah.
I mean, they told you that the VAD are more active at night.
Okay. Yeah, I just go through all the living quarters and start looting. Like, I'm just throwing shit out of the very, like, not a character.
I go with
him,
I guess, because I explained to him they have teleportation, so we can do this, but we got to be quick. We got to all stay together.
Yeah, let's all stick together. Yeah.
Okay. The inside of the ship seems like it doesn't get used. Like, no one sleeps in any of the rooms. The kitchen is used. Like, it's got evidence of, like, there's, like, empty food containers, and the equipment here is well-maintained. But pretty much everything else, aside from the mess hall and the kitchen, is, like, pretty abandoned. There's, like, dust on all the surfaces, and it's fairly fairly empty. There's no really, like, no personal belongings or anything that you find here.
When the VOD started, like, making that sweet smell, nothing actually, like, showed up, right? Like, I thought maybe they were getting chased away by something, but I guess that was just their fear response.
Yeah, it was probably, like, the panic smell.
Right, yeah, cool. Okay, I'm comfortable with that.
All right, so where are you going to go? Are y'all going to go to separate rooms? Are you going to hole up in one room?
Or, I mean, doesn't JP technically has to stay in the med bay, right?
No, because he's been recovered at one. Oh, yeah, but your power says, like, he has to get... Yeah, you.
Yeah, he has to technically continue to get medical attention.
Oh. Yes, that's right. Yeah. You're still all fucked up.
I mean, we can house up in the med bay.
Yeah, we hang on the med bay, but we reactivate the security and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to secure the med bay?
Yeah, we want to try and stick as together as possible.
Okay, so how do you want to do that? How do you want to do that? The medbay has three beds. The auto dock is like a big like device on a rail on the ceiling, so it can move from bed to bed. It's got a bunch of like arms with tools on it. There are some cabinets on one wall, like metal cabinets built into the wall, and they contain various medical supplies and like stuff to put in the auto dock so it can operate. And then there's an autodock terminal where you can run it near the door. The doors here are all like sliding, like motion sensor doors, but they can be locked from the inside.
So I just assume like it's just. I mean, I offer up to stay up and give watch if anyone wants to join me. Otherwise, people can take rest and stuff. But
I think we should lock the doors and chill here for the evening.
Yeah, sounds good.
I agree.
Okay.
Because I'm on a medic bay table.
Piani, can you access the security system and just keep an eye on cameras and stuff?
Like, yeah, it's still tied into my compad too, so.
Yeah. Okay. If they show up, we can be aware.
Yes.
So you want to just monitor the... So you have the three cameras. Right? You have one that's in the first hallway, one that's in the mess hall, and one that's in the cargo area.
Looking at the hall.
You just want to switch between the three of them? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you all rest. So everybody recovers whatever the normal amount of rest is. You get your level in hit points.
Sweet.
You do? Oh, okay. So I'm level 2.
Everybody gets their level in hit points.
HP.
And,
7. Wait, do I get that as well?
Cool. I get all my psychic powers or PP back, right?
Yes.
What's the rate? Is it reset every day?
It's not all of them, I don't think, but it's probably pretty close for you because you don't have that many. Let's see. Psychics. Here we go. It's all of them every 24 hours. Yeah, provided you have 8 hours of rest. And your system strain doesn't go down because you had biopsionics in the last 24
just
hours.
Used,
so,
right.
Yeah, so on the next day, if you don't use your biopsionic powers on either yourself or Higgs, then both of you will go down 1 point. So at night, some point during the night, probably like nearish to dawn, a group of VOD come up from the tunnel. There's maybe like 8 or 10 of them, and they're mostly the ones without wings, but there are 2 of the winged ones that come out.
Wow.
And they all kind of like come up out of the tunnel, and they spend some time like looking around the ship. So they kind of like wander around, opening some of the doors. They approach the door to the med bay, and they like pull on the door, and when it's locked, they move on. And Yeah, and you smell that like acrid smell again. And actually, on top of that, layered in is like that ammonia smell that you smelled from the science facility. And you smell that as they pass by, like it's quite strong. They do a full run of the place, and then they go back in. They spend like about an hour and a half or so.
The auto turrets don't bother them.
No. The turret doesn't like go off or anything.
Fantastic.
And then yeah, they go back down into the hole. But yeah, they don't make any effort to like pry the door open or anything. So yeah, once like the 8 hours have passed, you guys, you've all get your hit points back. You wake up.
It's half, right? Half your HP.
No, it's just your level in hit points.
Oh, your level in hit points. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do a check in with Pi.
Okay.
I'll just say, how's it going? We got some guys hurt, but everything's okay. How's our guest?
You just get one word back. Gone. That's, well, I guess it's like truth. Gone.
How long's he been gone?
It gives you like a running clock. He left somewhere around 4 a.m.
Did he take the device with him?
You get a video feed of the cargo hold. One of the crates has been opened and all of the stuff in the crates has been like arranged on the floor. The other crate is missing and there's like drag marks.
Okay. I notify the crew that our guest is gone. And that
deep sigh from Sakarin.
It appears that the device has been tampered with as well.
I mean, presumably by the guy, right? I mean,
right.
I really, definitely. Really hate this planet.
How about that exterminatus?
We should go check out that lab again.
We need to get like, the fuel, get it to the ship, and then we need to track down him because we're getting paid for this.
Wait, yeah, I thought the goal was to just have him do whatever he wanted on the planet and leave.
Yeah, that's fine, but we have to get paid.
Right,
so if he disappeared without talking to us, we need to track him down.
The company was playing us, not the individual. Am I wrong?
I can't fucking remember.
No, the job was with the university. The guy is cargo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's fucking get off this shithole.
But I mean, you like at that in that logic, like he's gonna have to report in and say like, "Yep, safe and sound." Because otherwise, you could just get him on your ship, fly out into space, throw him into space, and be like, "Yep, we delivered him. Money, thank you."
Yeah,
it's all good.
That plan already went through Wilbur's head the first second we met the guy.
That's probably the thought that you have, like, oh, hey, we should just jettison that guy.
Yeah, that's the first thought. Yes, we should just kill this guy the second we hit space. fuck.
I mean, can we contact him on comms? We just opened the channel that we knew we had to him.
You were talking through the ship. You don't have his personal comm channel.
Well, we got to get back to the ship first. Let's just do that, and we'll go from there.
We need to get the fuel, then get back to the ship.
Right, we got to get the fuel right.
So,
Yeah.
Do you want to take the fuel to the ship, or do you want to get the ship and bring it to the fuel?
I think we should do the latter.
Because the fuel is like, it's spike drive fuel, not, imagine you have an infinite amount of just flying around, fucking around on a planet fuel. You can just get that from the atmosphere, but.
Yeah.
With your scoops damaged, you can't leave the system until you have fuel.
Okay.
I'd say we go back to the ship, fly it over, refuel.
Let's bring the ship to the fuel.
GTFO.
Good plan. Okay. I like it. I just went Zanzel for some reason. I don't know why. I'm tired. Let's continue on.
So that's what we do.
Okay. So you're just going to like walk out and head out back there?
Totally.
As long as you stay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Okay. So you guys go out outside, and you can see now that you know where it is. You can see the little like mini refueling station they've got with the big like white metal spheres with the hydrogen fuel in them. There's the walkway with the boots, the empty boots, and then the little path up to the top of the ridge. You climb up there, and you can see off in the smoggy distance, you can see the vague sort of dark shape of the facility. So you guys want to head over that way?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody make a luck check. Ostensibly the person with the highest luck. I'll let you pick.
Mine is 14.
I've got luck of 14, yeah.
What is yours? I would assume the expert's highest.
Yep.
Mine's 13.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mine's 14.
Good job. For it, Sakarian.
Okay.
One better.
5%.
Nope. No! Okay. All right. So... Like it was before, it's not a short walk. So you start heading out that way. As you're approaching it, you hear the sound of a vehicle in the distance. So you can see through the smog, it's kicking up dirt and stuff. There's a wheeled vehicle on its way towards you.
I hate those.
This day never ends.
Well, it'll end when... Anyways. I'm not even... No. I'm sorry, Mr. S. I'm sorry. I know it's been rough. I'm not even going to make a joke.
It's okay. Just try to stay awake for this one.
I will. I'll also make sure you land on a grenade. Asshole.
All right. So do you stop?
You can see my shoulders shake.
Do you stop and wait for them to drive up? Or...
Nope. Yeah, we're not going to outrun a car, right?
Okay. All right. So as it
gets
closer...
Are we close to the ship?
No, you're kind of caught out in the open.
Okay.
So as it gets closer, you recognize that it looks like a retrofitted, a military, a Jeep, essentially. It's closed, but it's the equivalent to sort of a general purpose vehicle. It's the same kind of drab green color that the uniforms those guys wear. Yeah, it's pulling up towards you. What do you want to do? Just wait till they stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wave.
All right. So it pulls up, and the door opens, and because it's the sci-fi future, it opens like a DeLorean. You can see inside. There's four seats. There's the front with the driver and someone next to them. There's the back seat. There's someone in the driver's seat. You can't see because the tinted window or whatever. But the other seat opens. And you see Helena there. She's got a gun, she's got a rifle, in her lap, but she's not pointing at you. So when the door opens, she looks at you, there's a tense moment where she looks like she's not really sure what to do, and she's waiting to see how you react. What do you do?
I believe, yeah, I shoot her in the head.
Yeah, you just want to shoot her? Okay. All right.
The door just pops open. She's got a gun on her lap, and she just looks at us awkwardly.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many more people?
What's her armor?
She is actually wearing proper armor. So,
five. Well, Adam.
Yeah, five.
Plus eight, then.
Yep.
God damn it.
Okay. Well,
over the car.
No, you shoot at her, and she moves.
His finger missed. It slipped. How's it going? Good day.
She moves to the side. She moves to the side, and the plasma bolt flies into the vehicle, blows out the other door on the other side. Probably the inside of the vehicle catches on fire. She throws herself out the other side, after the bolt, and the wheels start to spin, and the Jeep starts to move. Anybody else want to do something?
How far is it?
Oh, it's still there. It's just the wheels are spinning. They're about to take off. But you guys
does
all
this have a bed, a truck would have a bed in the back of it?
No, it's more like a car.
I just say this could have been easy, but remember you chose this. And I pull out my semi-auto pistol, and I point at the driver, and I pull the trigger once. It fires a spray of bullets. What am I rolling as far as armor?
You want to shoot? You want to shoot through the window and
right.
Hit the guy? Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna say he's got cover. He's got armor class of 2. If you want to,
yeah,
shoot.
That's what I figured. Ah, fuck. Okay.
Right.
So
go ahead.
I ding the front of the car.
Yeah, well, you shoot it. You shoot the window, and it cracks the window. And then the vehicle peels off. And like Helena is there, like she bailed out the other side after she got shot at, and she's like lying on her side. Her rifle's like lying somewhere else, and she's like just trying to like get her shit together so she can grab her gun or like run or something.
I just make. Oh wait, she's out of the car.
Oh yeah, she's out of the car. The car's peeling off, and she's like she's dove through the other side and is like lying on the ground.
Is there someone else in the car?
Do we nope. know? It was just her and the driver.
The driver's dead.
Nope.
Nah, driver.
He shot the window, and then the car's
two people missed. The driver's dead.
Well, I just I was like, wait, why is she? Why'd she dive out if the car's still going?
His heart disease finally caught up with him. And he just fucking eats it.
I was just trying to understand the situation.
She bailed for cover. She thought so. They had a communication problem where.
I mean,
He drove away, and she was going to use the car as cover from the other side.
Higgs just intuitively knows all this.
So she's exposed now?
Yeah, I mean, she's just like lying there. There's like a cloud all right,
the first two were warning shots, but this one's for real.
I grab a grenade. I'm just like, well, this will actually be the real one if he misses.
Okay.
Yeah. You're so bad at this.
Yeah, Danny, what do you want to do?
Hold your fire. We can capture her now.
Yeah, she's just like lying on her side. She doesn't have a gun.
I'm not gonna fucking kill her.
You could just walk up and shoot her in the head if you want to.
I walk forward if I can take an action, obviously. And I'm like, I get in the way. I'm like, it's fine. I've got this. We got her now.
All right. Yeah. So she's like turned over and like sat up, and has her hands up, like she doesn't want to get shot.
I put the plasma projector against her throat, and I say, okay. It's really hard for me to miss from here.
You'd be surprised, actually. I've seen it.
You need to start talking. What's going on?
She's just like shaking her head and is like obviously panicking, and she's like, I don't fucking know. Please don't. And like she's like obviously right on the edge of like breaking down.
I hold up my hands and I say, Helena, listen. We wanted it to be simple. It can still be simple. We would like to pay you for some of your gas. And then we'll just leave. We're not going to pay you market value. We're certainly not going to pay
the
you
Victor,
a
Victor, what the head fuck are you? Ever seen in
you
your
idiot
life.
Fucking Victor. We're not going to pay for shit. What
Sicarian
the fuck?
Higgs,
I will pay out of my pocket.
No, you fucking
just
won't,
get,
you moron.
Just
we're going
to
do
get this over with.
Seriously. My head very slowly turns back to her and says, pretend all of that was never said. Your friend almost killed the man I'm paid to protect. And by your friend, I mean the bug creatures that you are associating with.
I don't understand. Valentine and I left the base at night. That's what Nikhil told us to do. We were supposed to go to the beacon and deliver the bioscan information that we took from you when you came on board. What the fuck happened?
Your friend was working with the VOD, and they
what
jumped
do you mean,
us.
Working with them, we don't even speak the same fucking language. They don't understand us when we speak to them. What do you mean working with them?
Well, it is what
he seemed to understand.
It seems. Let me ask you this: why did you pull up in the truck then?
Because we saw you walking out here in the middle of nowhere. I wanted to know what you were doing.
Show him Wilbert's wounds. He's still got wounds from the battle.
I just like, look at my wounds.
Look at my sweet acid burns.
Yeah.
This used to be a nipple. Now it's just a cavity, you asshole.
Look, your friend either worked with them or was enslaved by him, but the VAD have run of your ship. There's a hole below your storage area where they are entering your ship. You're going to tell me you've never seen this or heard of them?
She says the cargo bay is like the bridge. It was sealed off when the ship landed. That's what they told us.
And you've never checked that?
Both of those.
No,
places.
We have no reason to go there. It's an empty room.
You've been here 3 weeks and you've never gone in there and you've never seen the VAD?
She shakes her head. No, I swear to you, I have not.
Has what's his face ever told you to leave?
Yeah, which one was it? Before? Was it Valentine or was it Nikhil?
No, it was Nikhil.
Oh, that's right. It was Nikhil, yeah.
So, what was that?
Has Nikhil ever told you to leave before?
She says, yes, sometimes. Nikhil is the ranking officer there. He runs operations and communications. So sometimes Valentin and I have to go and repair outstations, check on the silos. It's normal.
It's not normal. It's fucking not normal. Not one bit.
She says, I swear I have no idea what's going on.
I turn to the other guys and I go, guys, I tend to believe her on this.
Well, she said there was only three people, and she fucking showed up with this mysterious driver. I don't know if they're following.
The driver's clearly Valentin.
That's what she says. I think all three of you said that at the same time.
It was Valentin.
We just turned. It's like the driver's Valentin.
okay then. You know, whatever.
Yeah, she says like she doesn't understand at all what's going on, and she's like, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Nikhil, something, he wasn't taking his medication. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, you do know that you made that blue fever, and then I just kind of like walk away. All fucking happy.
I look back at her and I say, you guys are making blue fever?
She says, we store chemicals in the silo. They're used for lots of things.
There's only one way this episode ends. So
you make blue fever?
She's like, I don't. I swear, I don't know. Maybe I'm not a chemist.
Mr. Zakarian very, very kind of slowly takes his gun, puts it back on his shoulder, pulls out his monoblade. Is she fully surrendered?
She has her hands up. Her gun is lying somewhere. She's not really looking at it, but she sees you take the knife out, and she starts to like. Scramble backwards. Like, she's trying to stand and also get away, and she's like kicking her feet and trying to stand up.
I horror movie stalk after her, and then as assuming I can, I'm just gonna imagine like an uppercut, but you're holding a knife.
Uppercut!
Okay. Yeah, you just stab her like, in the ribs or whatever, and
it's yeah. under the jaw, okay. Into her brain.
All right. Yes, she dies. Instantly, one stroke.
So this is how this week ends then. It's like in the movies where it's the still shot. You see Jeff do like the uppercut, the blood spray, and then in the background, you see Wilbur clicking his heels together in midair, but then it freezes, and that's the pan.
Yeah, totally.
Swan song.
Swan song. Week 7.
Yeah, the slow, like the Tarantino pan of the blood on the dust. Yeah. It's like congealing into little orbs.
Exactly.
Pan up to space.
Unless we don't want to end there and you want to end somewhere.
No, that's a nice dark ending to do. Nice.
Perfect. Perfect. Cool. Let's do some shout-outs and call-outs, or call it a show because it's late. Steven, start us off.
Okay. You guys are awesome. Tune in Friday and watch us all play D&D for 9 hours straight while we support Extra Life and Wizards of the Coast. I think that's it.
There you go.
Follow us on Twitter, and you'll hear more information soon about the continuation of R&D.
Oh, yeah. We got it. Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. We do some shout outs.
Yeah, I want to say
good mumbling.
Want to say thanks to everyone who showed up to watch, and of course the crew. It's great to be back. I want to give a shout out to Mount Baker Vapor. It's where I buy all my e-juice from, and I want to tell you why. They discontinued my favorite flavor of red licorice. I bitched hard. I said my life was over. You know what they did? They sent me a fucking gallon of it.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome. You know how much a gallon of e-juice is? That shit will last me like 2 fucking years. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Shout out to those really guys. Cool. They're awesome.
Yeah. There you anyway. Go.
Yeah, I had a blast this episode. I can't wait for the next.
Cool.
Soon.
There you go. Soon. Jeff, do some shout outs.
Same as these guys, man. They just have such a blast doing this. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Great audience. Thank you for, I mean, just shout out to the crew for doing it for almost 5 hours, actually. I don't think I've ever done that. That was awesome. Good way to come back, make up for lost time.
Yeah.
Adam, thank you for engineering such a great show, great story. Having an absolute blast with it, and that the huge part's because of your work. And then for me personally, just as always, guys, if you're interested in what we do, just follow, as Steven said, all of us on Twitter. Mine's EG In Control. I stream on Twitch, In Control TV, and the next time you can see me is going to be on Friday, the 1-4 shift PDT alongside Neil. And if someone makes a $2,000 donation, I will become God. And even if I don't become God, we'll still have a lot of fun. And I'm going to be playing as a character named Spec Person III, which has made appearances on various role plays, so it'll be a lot of fun. Should be a great way to raise money and have fun at the same time. So hopefully we'll see you all there.
Sweet. Last but not least, it says Steven, but I know it means Adam, unless I get that. Unless I got this wrong and whatever. Yes, I got it right. Adam, also known as Steven. Do some shout-outs.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, everybody, and doing weird bug stuff with me. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Skinny Ghost. I'm going to pop over to Reddit, @itmejp, do a little QA if you have questions about the game or the show or this episode or whatever you want to ask about. That would be a good place to do it. And hopefully this is the beginning of some continued momentum for the Swan Song, because I don't know about you fuckers, but I miss the shit out of this game.
Yeah. And I agree, this planet sucks.
Yeah, yep. Fuck this bug time. Planet.
We've got what we need. Let's bust.
Let's bug out.
Cool. Are you going to do a GM turn at all? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, so I'm holding off on the GM turn for right now because some big shit happened in the last GM turn, and I want to give you guys a chance to fictionally catch up with what's going on. I'm mandated to do it either every month or every adventure, so I'm choosing to wait till this adventure is over to do another one.
Cause gotcha.
I don't want you to get back to civilization and be like, everything fucking changed, you don't get to do anything about it.
Cool. Yeah, people were asking the chat, so I was just saying. Yep. Anyways, that's it. That's all we got. First hour is already up on YouTube. That's all we got. Well, let's know the next episode whenever that's going to be. I think we're going to try to figure that out right after we wrap here. So we'll see you guys Friday for the 9-hour stream. We're out. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.